Thank you so much for contacting customer support. This is Lauren. May I please get the spelling of your zip code to locate your account and be of better assistance for you today?
06066.
Thank you for that. Sorry, just one moment here. And what was that first and last name, please?
Linda Bifolk.
Can I have you confirm your shipping address for me, please?
43 Daly Circle, Vernon, Connecticut, 06066.
Thank you for that. Sorry, just one moment here. I'm waiting on my computer to load, which evidently it's taking its time with today. All right, and I see here it looks like you did our enter to win for a KitchenAid mixer. How may I be of assistance for you today?
Yes, well, at the end, when I got, you know, thank you and good luck, it said something. Your entry / monthly plan has been confirmed. Monthly plan for what?
For Bites Hub, our meal planning app, they sponsor the drawing. So it explains in the terms and conditions that are agreed to that when you do enter your name into the drawing, that you're also receiving a subscription access to our meal planning app. It provides custom menus for you based on your desired caloric intake.
That must be in very small print because I read nothing about that. Can you please cancel it?
Great. Let's see here.
I literally just did it. So I see.
I was going to say, you know, we do have a special option where if you wanted to check it out, we're able to discount it to $20 a month for you if you would like.
What? No. I don't need a meal plan. I'm good with that. I just was seeing all these ravings. Like, I thought it was a hoax, and I got my machine today. I didn't realize there was this whole thing involved. I'd like to please cancel.
All right. Just one moment here.
I need to stay off my computer is what I need to do, but I'm homesick and was playing around and saw it, and I was reading some reviews, and, well, they all must be hoaxes because I knew it was too good to be true to just pay $2.
I got you. Just one moment here. I do apologize. Sorry, just one moment here. All right, whenever you're ready, I've just got to give you your cancellation confirmation number.
All right, let me get that.
Oh, excuse me.
Down summer. Let's see here. Pen. All right.
All right, you ready for that?
Yep.
It's C as in Charlie. 9205-91204.
91204. And that's a cancellation confirmation. And so there'll be nothing. I don't even want the $2 charged to that card I put in. Nothing is going to be charged.
Correct.
Okay. All right, I'm going to write down this phone number that I called to just in case, and I'll keep this confirmation. All right, as long as you guarantee that nothing else will be charged. You had said something about I can do a special thing for $20 a month. What would it have been originally if I hadn't noticed this?
It's $59.89, which does automatically get charged as upon entry, but it gets voided since you didn't use the service.
Okay, thank you. So please.
So we went ahead and voided that. So you shouldn't see that charge because you were just billed and we were able to void it right away.
Okay. Got it. Went on pretty quick, huh?
Yes, it's taken as an agreement when the terms and conditions are agreed to.
Yeah, I don't want to go back through it, but I got to find out where are those terms. And I kept reading, and I went back again, and I was reading. I'm like, okay, there is a cancel button here, but I'm like, at the last minute, I was like, all right, let me read back, and I was like looking, nothing. As I was scrolling up on the page, it was nothing at all about a monthly fee entered for anything. It's very poorly put out, or it's very greatly planned so that people are getting caught on this, is what that is. And I guess I was caught on that. So, can I confirm this confirmation number?
Yeah, of course.
C as in Charlie, 9205-91204.
Yes.
then that's okay. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Not a problem at all. I thank you for contacting customer support. You have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.